This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. A restaurant owner once told me that he considered anyone who came to his restaurant more than once a month to be a regular. And if they came on a Tuesday or Wednesday night, which are traditionally slow nights in the food service industry, they were VIPs. Once a month doesn't seem like a lot, actually, but in the restaurant business, which I've always thought of as the show business that you can eat, once a month, especially on a Tuesday or Wednesday, is almost bankable loyalty. When I first moved to Los Angeles, back when it was mostly orange groves, and that's a joke, okay, I decided to concentrate my going out to eat dollar in one key spot. So rather than spend my money all over town, I picked a restaurant and made it my go-to. That the restaurant was the old Hollywood classic Chasen's, which is now, in a stinging metaphor, a Bristol Farms, says more about my inability to keep up with the times than anything else. But for a couple of lean years, when I didn't have much to spend, when I had any at all, I spent it at Chasen's, first shunted off to the back part of the restaurant near the large back bar and the rentable rooms, and then a year or so after, regularly eating the chili and the hobo steak, I got moved gently to the booths, closer to the magical front room, though I never really made it to the front room on my own. That was what I always thought of as the Sinatra room, because once I was being led to my medium cool table, and I saw him sitting in a large booth with a crowd of people, including Michael Crawford, who was then appearing on stage as the Phantom in the Phantom of the Opera. And every now and then, I'd hear Crawford's phantom-like laughter drifting through the rooms. Ah-ha-ha-ha-ha! Now, I don't know for sure if they knew me there. I wasn't flush enough to be a once-a-month regular, though I was noticeable because I was about 30 years younger than anyone else in the place. But I walked in one night and the maitre d' apologized. There was no reservation for me, he said. That's fine, I said. I'm here for the party upstairs. You see, every year the cast and writers of Cheers, where I had just been hired as a staff writer, held a season premiere party on the second floor, and that's where I was headed. And the guy looked at me for a moment and smiled and said, "Congratulations." Now, I'd like to say that I was moved to the front room after that, and maybe I was. I'll confirm that it was a while ago and that my memory has been crowded with logins and passwords and streaming video options since then. But what really happened was that I stopped making Chasen's my regular go-to restaurant. I got distracted by the choices that more spendable money provides and ended up wanting to try everything and go everywhere and become a regular at each new place and every 10 hottest list place of the moment. But you can't be a regular everywhere. You can't make an impression if that's what you want to do in a lot of different places. You have to focus. And that's a pretty good thing to remember no matter what business you're in, of course. There's a tendency, especially when you're just starting out and the world seems to have a kaleidoscope of choices, to do a little bit of everything. And I keep forgetting that even now. I catch myself wandering along some other course sometimes and have to bring myself back to accomplishing one thing first. I have a friend who is really strict this way. He won't move on to another task until he finishes the first one. He won't graze through reading options or surf the web aimlessly. He's a relentlessly focused person, and I'd ordinarily make fun of him, and I have, in fact, mocked him mercilessly for this kind of behavior. But 2 weeks ago, while flying on his private plane to his remote estate, I suddenly saw the benefits of taking things in isolated steps. Moving from the back room to the front room often means concentrating the expenditures of money and of time. At least that's what my successful friend and the old maitre d' of Chasen's would say. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will try to eat just one Dorito. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.